Good evening, and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I'm Carol Van Damme in Washington, and here are some of the stories we're covering today, Thursday, December 27th, 2018. Protests, some of them violent, continue in Sudan against the government. And Juba residents are grateful for a peaceful Christmas this year.
This is a good Christmas ever in South Sudan. Not only me, but I hope everyone in South Sudan celebrated Christmas peacefully.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. That's the sound of live gunfire posted on social media of Sudanese soldiers firing on protesters while Sudan President Omar al-Bashir was visiting the town of Rafua in Al Jazeera State on Tuesday. Some of the protesters were seen throwing rocks at the soldiers in the video. In other places across the country this week, soldiers refused to fire on protesters and actually joined some of the demonstrations against the government. Protesters are calling for President Bashir to step down after nearly 30 years in power. They're also protesting against high prices for bread, fuel, and other basic commodities. Today, Sudanese reporters announced they would go on a three-day strike. The Sudanese Journalist Network, which is an independent group, says it's protesting against crackdowns against the press, including the confiscation of newspapers during their coverage of the demonstrations. In a press statement, SJN says that it fully supports the Sudanese people's demands for a democratic transition. A group of doctors and medical students announced earlier this week that they would also walk off the job, demanding President Bashir's resignation. Protesters and opposition groups have called for more protests on Friday. Amnesty International has put the death toll at 37, a figure the Sudanese government disputes, saying the number is far less than that. South Sudan police and residents of Juba Town are breathing a collective sigh of relief. They say they enjoyed a peaceful Christmas this year with no sound of gunfire either in or around the capital. Demo Silva has more for VOA from Juba.
In the past, residents of Juba Town celebrated Christmas amid sporadic gunfire. Robberies were a common occurrence. But this year, many residents said things were different. Juba's Rock City resident Daniel Mboyenyosi, also known as DJ Sent, says this Christmas he feasted with friends and family without fear of gunfire or night attacks.
This is a good Christmas ever in South Sudan. Not only me, but I hope everyone in South Sudan celebrated Christmas peacefully, and I like it. Because the movement, everything was okay. So for the last 2 years, things were not like this, but this is a big sign of peace in South Sudan.
Juba resident Dud Mayar praised the South Sudan government for providing good security during the festivity.
So the Christmas of this year is quite different with the previous years back. Since South Sudanese are celebrating this peace, they are appreciating our government and all this around. Everybody is yearning for peace. And in fact, it has been clearly justified.
Major General Gatkuot Duot, a former police commissioner of Fasoda State, says communities in South Sudan should reconcile and live in peace.
This message is a heaven message of peace. And this peace is very important. There are two elements that are very important, you know. Building relationship, now we start building relation, harmonic relationship with among the people, the community, the basic information we have to give them. Yes, there's peace, the war is end. And the peace is a process. There's a lot of categories for peace process. When you have peace, means that you have seen development. And development is very effective. When you see development, means that there's peace. Children go to school, there should be people think about road, think about security in their areas, mean that the communication is very effective as well. Community as well now, they are very hungry for peace and they accept it.
Police spokesman, Major General Daniel Justin Achor says this year there were no reports of serious crimes being committed during Christmas, unlike in previous years.
We have not had any major case like killing or robbery. Our books were free from this. But generally, especially the kids, they were out in very good big numbers all over the town, so we were very careful about. Sometimes, of course, during the celebrations like this, you get small kids get lost, but this year we have not registered any case. That is what happened up to this morning. The situation is calm and our forces are still on the ground.
Achor says residents cooperated with police during the festivities.
In the evenings, we used to search cars, especially coming to the town and leaving the town. We used to search cars. Sometimes they had to get the long queues, but it went well. People were very cooperating with us. If we made the comparison, you get this Christmas, of course, is better.
Achor says the South Sudan Police Service will continue to improve security around Juba so that residents feel safe and can celebrate the new year peacefully. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.
And residents of Yambio Town celebrated Christmas peacefully without fear of attacks from the SPLA-IO or other rebel forces that have been operating in the area. Some residents say they hope the September 12th peace deal will hold so that residents who have been displaced by insecurity can finally return home. Elias Ganana Mungbando has the story for VOA from Yambio.
The streets of Yambio Town is blazing with music as residents of the town celebrate Christmas without fear of armed groups. Some residents say they have seen improved security and a huge turnout for Christmas celebrations in Yambio Town. Julius says he is thankful to the government of South Sudan for signing a peace deal in September and noted that Christmas festivities were carried out peacefully.
Actually, for the 2 years back or 1 year, what I'm been seeing here in Yambio, people are enjoying Xmas with doubtful in their hearts and their mind. But I think by this year, as the agreement has been signed here in Yambio today, people are enjoying Xmas with a lot of happiness. And for sure, this Xmas has been the best Xmas for the 2 years back compared. The positive changes I've just seen is improvement population. Yes, the population which I was seeing before in Yambio here was very less, but at this time around, people are very many. Start from Mashia here where I'm now, people are very many here going to this St. Mary where things are, and going direct to this Venom Beach. People are very many.
Motesia Leonard is a Ugandan businessman who has been providing welding services for the town for 3 years. Leonard says he has witnessed the joy felt by residents during Christmas celebrations this year compared to previous years.
I wish you people enjoyment. Get enjoy with the chaos. Don't move like you don't think about tomorrow.
Amir Zaki, a resident of the Yabongo suburb in Yambio Town, says this year's Christmas celebrations was one of his best. Zaki urges his fellow South Sudanese to enjoy the Christmas festivities responsibly, warning that such celebrations can wipe out a family's savings. Sagani Clement, who lives at the High Stadium residential area in Yambio Town, says she and other women celebrated Christmas without hearing the usual 90-time gunshots around Yambio.
Yeah, Christmas of this year, it has been prosperity. I've seen so many changes because if you compare the Christmas of last year, people, they had lived their Christmas in fear because most of the things that are happening, unexpected things happening in our country, mostly they happen on big days like a Christmas, New Year. But this year, I've seen so many changes. You can see people, they don't live in fear, and people, they look straight away, that is for the next year because there are so many changes that has happened.
Budwe State Deputy Governor Grace Detro says families should celebrate Christmas peacefully.
Dear brothers and sisters, peace is very important, right? If there could be no peace, we could not be able to do what we are doing right now. And we could not gather here in big number like this. Congratulations to you for the peace that we have now. The peace which was signed in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, is still holding on and moving on well.
Many Yambio Town residents who spoke to VOA say they celebrated Christmas with friends and family members without noticing any security threats in Yambio or other villages across Gudwe State. For VOA News, I am Elias Ginana Mangwendo in Yambio.
You're tuned to South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America. Street kids in Juba get a helping hand this holiday season. Find out more on that when we come back.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
what is your biggest regret?
There was a time I beat up my son to the level that he cannot even stand up. So I really pity him, and then I regretted what I did, honestly. And then since then, I have never tried again.
My biggest regret is when I lost my first wife in 2015, 12 June. But thank God, God has given me another beautiful wife.
I don't have any regret. I've actually tuned myself to know that everything that happens in life is for a purpose.
I can't say I've got a biggest regret, but it's all about challenges. I was able to learn from it and manage it so that, I mean, everything will go smoothly.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
You're listening to South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America. A youth group in South Sudan organized a festive celebration for the street children in Juba over the weekend. Ludia Micah, founder of the Triumphant Development Organization, a Juba-based national charity, says she wants to support the street kids by helping them forget their worries. Winnie Serino reports for VOA from Juba.
Dozens of street children in torn and dirty clothes struggle for space in Juba's Midan Zahra as they queue up to receive a few new clothes. Some of the children come from other states of South Sudan, while others live in various neighborhoods of Juba. 12-year-old Okimo says 3 years ago, he decided to board a public bus traveling from Torit State to Juba in hopes of finding a happier life. Speaking in Arabic, Okimo says he was studying in primary 4 in Torit before his mother died. He says that's when his life became almost unbearable.
My father likes threatening me, he beats me, he doesn't allow me to go to school, he even doesn't pay school fees. Before my mother died, she used to pay for me to go to school and I used to stay with her well. When my mother died, my father took another woman and they kept threatening me. I was in Torit when I saw that life. I felt it's not good. I decided to rather come to Juba here, and since I came, I have never gone back.
Okimo says life on the street is not easy, but he cannot bear staying with his father and stepmother again. He says many street children fall sick and no one cares about them. 16-year-old Ladu, another street kid from Terekeka State, says he is grateful to people who care for the street children. Speaking in Arabic, Ladu says he came to the street when his father died.
My mother used to drink alcohol and she would not even cook for me food. I thought maybe someone will one day get me in the market here and help me, take me to a better place and support me. Even if I decide to return to our home, there is no support I will get at home.
17-year-old Sebit says his mother lives in Khartoum while his father stays in the Gombo suburb in Juba. He says sometimes he stays at home with his father. Sebit says he collects plastic bottles and metals to earn a living to support his father. Speaking in Arabic, Sebit says most people don't know the reasons behind why South Sudanese children end up living on the streets.
The problem that brought me here is poverty. That is why I came to the market here to work. I clean the shops of the Arabs and they give me some money. At times I get 50 South Sudanese pounds or 100 South Sudanese pounds or even 200 South Sudanese pounds. But I just work. We also sleep on verandas of shops. Where we sleep is very bad. Policemen come and beat us that we are thieves who break into people's shops. Even there is no place we can stay in.
24-year-old Ludia Meeker is the founder of Triumphant Development Organization, a national nonprofit supporting street children since 2017. Meeker says she felt she had to do something when the conflict broke out in 2016, leaving many children as orphans while others separated from their parents during the chaos that ensued in the fighting between government forces and rebel fighters in Juba.
We want them to celebrate like any normal kid, any kid who has parents who bring them clothes, who bring them shoes. So what we did today, we did a small festive for them. We brought food and we brought biscuits and popcorn, juice. And then we sat together and then we, like, because they love making jokes, so we were laughing all together. And from there, after we finished everything, we started distributing for them clothes. And they're really happy.
Meeker says she wants to open a home and a boarding school for the children so that they can receive basic services like education, health, water and food.
I've noticed a lot of children who have been in the streets, then they had to go back, because we also tell them that, you know what, you have to go to educate yourself. Because imagine yourself, you as a child, and then after 10 years you're still in the streets. You don't drive a car, you don't have certificate, you don't have job, you don't have money. Do you want to be in that situation for 10 years? Then they'll be like, no. So we tell them, you know what, you have to go back home. Even if their relatives are treating you bad, you just have to handle. It's for your own good. You have to go through the bitter so that you can experience the better.
Meeker says she is planning to start a program called Sports for Peace and Development that will engage the street children in all kinds of athletic activities. She says she will train the children in different sports like football, netball and volleyball to keep them busy. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.
Christmas festival is a time that families meet and dine together, but for some South Sudanese living in Uganda, it is not Christmas time as usual. Many families have been separated by the war at home and live in neighboring countries. Others say they have no money to spend during this holiday season. Reporter Magumi Davis-Rakawinj talked to some South Sudanese living in Kampala recently and has this report.
Mine Amos's nephews play in the compound in one of the many South Sudanese households in Ibuziga, an upscale Kampala suburb where children enjoy small after celebrating Christmas with family members. Amos says this year marks the fourth time he's celebrating Christmas in Uganda.
We normally go to church. We spend the night in the church for the birth of Jesus Christ. And we come back. We sit down with the kids together. I tell the kids stories and all those things. My kid is more joyful compared to this place here. Because there, our churches are normal in our mother tongue. And this one here, we normally go to this church is where they use Uganda, which is not okay for us.
Amos came to Uganda in 2015 and is a student who lives with the brothers and cousins. He says he misses celebrating with extended family and friends. Amos says he and his family enjoy gathering in Euro of the former Eastern Lakes to share some beverages and eat their favorite traditional meals. But for Daniel Aker, another South Sudanese living in Uganda, celebrating Christmas this year was not easy. He says he had nowhere to go and no money to buy special food for his family.
According to me, Christmas is not good because I'm broke. I don't have money to buy something. So I think Christmas is not good for me. So in South Sudan, we have a lot of things like soda and water. The same thing which we have here, that's also there. This time, I don't have money.
This is the second time Aker is celebrating Christmas away from Bahar al-Ghazal. He would normally meet with his family and friends. Aker lives alone in Kampala. His relatives are in Bahar al-Ghazal and Juba. Aker, who is a jobless urban refugee in Kampala, says he did not enjoy the festivities. Angela Abuk, another urban South Sudanese living in Kampala, says her Christmas was better this year because she had a special visitor. Abuk says her brother, whom she had not seen in years, had come all the way from Juba to celebrate Christmas with her.
We really had a great fun yesterday. Our brother came and we celebrated well. The place was peaceful, so we enjoyed. I stayed with my grandma and the kids. My mom traveled, but she will be back.
Thousands of South Sudanese live in Uganda as businessmen, students and refugees. Many of them say they hope to return their homeland one day soon when they know peace has returned. For VOA News, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
As Christmas festivities continue in South Sudan, many families in Juba are trying to remain joyful amid the country's economic crisis, including skyrocketing prices of basic needs such as food, water, and fuel. Dimo Silva Aurelio has more on that story for VOA from Juba.
Harriet De Jacob's six children and a few of their friends are scattered around De Jacob home playing and decorating the house in Juba's Jebel neighborhood while others are plaiting their hair. Harriet De Jacob stands at one corner of her compound washing her children's clothing. In her room, she lays clean white bedsheets decorated with flowers on two beds, one medium size, the other king size. Sofa seats, small pillows and tables are all covered with pieces of white clothes in one cramped room. De Jacob says her house always bustles with activity to Christmas.
Me as a mother, I'm cleaning my house, I'm washing my clothes, even the curtains, I'm cleaning them. I'm in preparation of buying my kids' clothes for the Christmas. In a year, we normally celebrate it once in a year, and it's come as a holiday where we celebrate with our kids. We are happy, we are in happy moments, and we prepare a lot of things in the house.
De Jacob says, although Christmas preparations is a joyous time of year, it is also one of the most hectic times of the year.
It costs a lot. First of all, my time is taken, and then you spend a lot of money. Like for the kids in their preparation, everything is like 100 something. We know the kids, things are very expensive. The market is expensive. Even shoes are expensive. Clothes are expensive.
De Jacob says during this busy time of year, it is important to keep Christ in Christmas.
It's all about the born of Jesus Christ. And we are very happy of it. Just why you can see a lot of things. We are cleaning around the home because it's a special day. It's a special day. And women who are outside there, you need also to prepare for the day. You need to wash. And even if there is no food at home, please, you need to clean around and be happy with your husband even.
Fiola Francis, a mother to two, as she sits for a moment on a plastic chair thinking about her next core, speaking in Arabic, Fiola says she wants her visitors to feel welcome and enjoy the food and beverages she has prepared for them.
Kan betabu ita bisala mahal giafa. Diup kanginje inshallah kanita mendu.
Francis says she will make her home beautiful because there will be visitors coming. Even if she don't have anything to give, she can serve them with water and biscuits. She says they will be seeing her home clean. And when she gives only water for the visitors, that is great before God. Speaking in Arabic, Victoria Ayunye, a mother of four, says Christmas is a time to thank God for the gift of good health for her family throughout the year.
Hana hai jesu hajata bet kulu. Wata bigun nedif. Jol jaf bet, wata kun bigam nedif.
I prepared everything at home. My company is clean to receive visitors, and I thank God for having brought us all through this day.
A majority of South Sudanese are Christians, so December 25th is a time when most South Sudanese celebrate what they believe is the birth of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.
Finally, some Rwandan Christians claim that a certain law which prevents churches from making noise while worshiping is ruining their prayer rhythm in the festive season when they're traditionally thankful. Rwanda's government has ordered churches to reduce their volume or buy soundproofing equipment to keep their sounds indoors. Failure to comply with that rule could mean getting shut down. Eugene Uwimana has the details from Kigali.
The sounds of drums, guitars, pianos, and whistles, accompanied by dances and jumping, are what the government says churches need to control for the sake of the common good. But some Christians believe they are told in the Bible that they should dance to celebrate and offer thanks and praise. Jean Vuchingoma thinks Christmas should be special. They should let us free, at least in these days. Some have passed away, but we are still alive. We have so much thanksgiving to dance the way we want. beating drums, as long as we are not betraying the country.
I came just to Kabikor.
For other Rwandans who live near churches are backing the noise low. Shabani Kaitale says some people don't share the same belief or may be in their other business and get disturbed by the sounds of worship. It's their right to celebrate Christmas, but their gatherings have to conform to the general security. They can sing or pray silently without disturbing others. Johnson Businge, Attorney General and Minister of Justice, says the government has made itself clear that all activities have to respect others. People have different plans in the city. Some go out while others are sleeping. Some pray while others are in sports. So we are trying to define the indices of noise that make it pollution. But those who pray can easily know that they are disturbing people according to what they are doing. They have to abide by that regulation. A crackdown on a poor infrastructure has closed some 8,000 churches this year, and the sound issue could raise the number. Critics say the government is infringing on freedom to worship, but it says it's just making sure churches operate safely and properly. Parliament passed another law in July requiring pastors to have a theological degree from an accredited school. Eugene Wimana for VOA News, Kigali.
That's our show for this Thursday. We now leave you with the song Okanga by the Balanda tribe in Bahar El Ghazal State. We've been listening to a Balanda tribe from Bahar El Ghazal State performing the song Okanga. I give thanks today to our engineer Wojtek Zernik and director Nadia Taha. I'm Carol Van Dam in Washington. We appreciate you making us a part of your evening. Join us again tomorrow evening for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.
As a matter of course, in a way, 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 as a matter